We are learning Maseches Menachos, Daf Pei Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Pei Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Beginning of the line is Hektash Kamas Malon, that line. Omar Rav Abba. Someone sets aside, he says, Zu Toida, this animal's be my Toida, Vezu Lachma, and this is my Lechem. The Loch is, Ovad HaLechem, maybe Lechem Acher. Doesn't affect the Toida that you lost the Lechem, bring another Lechem. Not a big deal. Of the Toida, if a Toida gets lost, you can't bring another toida to match up to this lechem. Once this lechem was matched up to toida number one, you can't match it to toida number two. What's the difference? My timer. Lechem aglal toida. Lechem comes because of the toida, for the toida. So therefore, you can't switch. If lechem comes for this toida, it doesn't come for different toida. But if it ain't toida aglal lechem, toida doesn't come aglal lechem. Therefore, it's pasha. The toida is in charge. The toida, if you have a toida, you can bring any lechem to match up to the toida. But if you have a lechem left over, you can't match up any toida because the lechem was set aside for this toida and it can't fit any other toida.
Does it become kedusha?
It stays kedusha. You have to wait till it gets lina and you're going to burn this lechem. Yeah, it could be. Actually, it doesn't get lina. It depends what you bake it in. We had before that before you make the shechit, it's a shiloh, like this. If you bake it in a tana that's klisharis, then it'll maybe get a kedushas klisharis. But we have before in the Gemara, it says that if you don't shecht the toida, the toida is not kashach, then it doesn't become kedushas legavelina. It doesn't become shach and gavelina. There's a Gemara over here. It doesn't get kashach and legabe the dinlina. That's the difference. So therefore, it won't be kaddish, the mindset. It won't be kaddish. But you can't use it for another toida. That's the halacha. So, but Rashi uses lashon avad alechem. No, it can't. It's avad alechem because you set it aside for this. You can't use it for anything else. You set it aside for this already, but it can't be used for anything else. But it doesn't have the same kedusha as lina. I guess the lashon of the Gemara is avad alechem. The Rashi Kesviyat says, it says ela avda ha toida avad alechem. The lechem is possible. It's more like a psul in the if the toida gets lost, it becomes psul. That's more the halacha, not because the dafka is kaddish already, but you can't use it again, so it's psul. It's basically psul. It can't be used again and can't be eaten either. So it have to be burnt or wait after overnight and burn it till ibotzura and burn it. That's halacha. It doesn't have a lina pashut because it doesn't have a guf yet since it didn't shech the toida yet. V'amar Rava hivish mayos. Set aside money for your toida, and you have extra now, on top of payment base, you have extra. Maybe behem, you have extra money. Maybe behem lechem, you bring it lechem. It means even though I set aside this money is for toida, I have extra money, it goes for lechem. Lelachmei toida, if I put aside money for lechem, toida for the toida, you have extra money, I cannot use it for the toida. Ain't maybe behem toida, you can't bring the carbon toida. My time, what's the reason? What was the chilek? How do you know? So you see, the chalis matzos have shaykhs we call the toida. It says the hikriv al zevach toida chalis matzos. But then, if we're saying that the chalis are called a toida, siyachi ipchanami. So let's say also, if I set aside money for lechem, lechem is called toida, use it for the behemoth. So tomorrow, lechem ikri toida, toida ikri lechem. Lechem could be called a toida, but there's no way that a toida is called lechem. I don't call a toida a lechem. That's for sure not. Even though they all call a shame toida, I don't say I'm putting aside for lechem. That can't be a toida. The other way could be true. Toida, general term toida, could include lechem, but general term lechmi toida does not include a behemoth toida, and therefore if I have extra money, you can't use it. Yeah, so it's a lechem. It says lechem, like it's bread. It's not bread. That's not bread. A toida it is, but it's not bread. And therefore, the opposite would be fine. V'amar Rav, hifrish toidasoi va'avda. If someone was mafrish a toida, now we learned on Amud Aleph that there's something called marbe b'toidais, something called moisa toida. Moisa toida means that if I have extra toida, I don't have to bring it with lechem. A classic example is avda, someone gets lost. That if I have a toida, it was a chrayis, and I was mafresh another one because it got lost. The first one got lost. Then I find the first one. What's the halacha? You must have before. Either one I could bring as a toida with the lechem. Either one, but either one for toida with the lechem. But if once I bring one, the other one does not need lechem anymore. because I already have my din toida, and it's called moister toida. There's a case of marbe b'toidas. If someone just brought in a dava, he's not mechuyev to mafresh another one. He's mafresh another one. There, you have both need lechem. For example, someone says harezu toida, and it gets lost. So really, now you potter. It's lost. What you do? Unfortunately, it's lost. But the halach is that if you now want to be mafresh another one, that second one need lechem also, because it's considered like marbe b'toidas. It's called moister toida and marbe b'toidas. Those are two things. Let's see this next tomorrow. I'm Rava. Hifrish Taida, someone's mafresh is Taida, they got lost. And his mafresh is second one, a second Taida. And that also got lost. Now a third one went on Owen Bays, like 6 lines, 7 lines from the top. And the first ones were found. So now you have three in front of you. They're all in front of you. Now all three can be used as the Taida. So what's the halacha? If you did a kapara with the first one, shnia ain't tuna lechem. The second one is moisa taida. Doesn't need to lechem. Of a shlisha is tuna is lechem. Needs lechem. Because it doesn't get a shame of moisa taida unless this one's chalipin, this one's partner, was makar ready. Here the third one was, the third one wasn't chalipin of the first one, sleeping the second one. So it's not called moisa taida. And therefore will need lechem. That means, since I was makir the first one, number two is called the chalipin. Number three is chalipin of the chalipin, and the chalipin number two was not brought as a carbon. So therefore, the third one will need lechem. Neschapev shlishis, that's the opposite case. Mamish neschapev shlishis, then shniya into lechem, because that's the chalipin of each other. But rishayna to the lechem, but rishayna will need lechem. Be'emtsoyis, but if you makir the middle one, then shteim ain't tunas lechem, because they're both considered chalipin of the middle one. They're both considered chalipin of the middle one, and therefore not need lechem. That's Rav Shita. Abai argues. Abai Omar, afil neschapa ba'achas mehem, even if you neschapa with any one of them, shteim ain't tunas lechem, kula chalipin da'adadi, all called chalipin da'adadi. Rashi explains that they're all really mekoyach rishayna ba. It's all because my first neder that I brought, the first one I have to bring, and the reason I'm keeping mafresh achrai is really because of the first one. So therefore, they all have a shaykhis to each other. They all consider chalipin or rishayna, and therefore, the halacha will be that all these cases will be without lechem. There's a similar machlekes come to chatas, yeah.
It says similar. You see, before the third one,
yeah,
is chalipin of the first.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Right, it's not. The first case, the first one, no.
Back up the first, the third one
is not.
Get,
right, that's
so you see it's a chalipin.
Right, that's not a chalipin. That's Rava Shita. Rava Shita, the only chalipin.
That's a shtickle like abaya.
No. Rava is not like abaya. Rava says if you are makriv the third one or the first one, then they don't have shaykhs to each other.
No, but the third, when you make up the first one, the third right. One has a shaykhs.
Third one brings lechem. It's not called a chalipin. Third one brings lechem according to Rava. Rabbi and not. And we have similar chalipin to Rabbi Chatos. I'm Rav Zera. V'chein linyin Chatos. Hifrish Chatos. Remember, we have a halacha that Moisa Chatos goes Lemisa, according to Rebbe at least. According to Chacham, not. This Gemara is going according to Rebbe. So Rebbe holds that Moisa Chatos, which means you have two, one got lost, you mafresh it, then you makriv one of them, the other one goes lemisa.
You found the first.
Even though you found the first.
Only even though. Found the first.
What do you mean? Even if I was the kuliyam, it's a misa.
Right.
I'm saying, here we're going, Rebbe, it's a misa, so it's even. Here it's even if you found the first, still it's a misa. Om Rav Zeir, Chaylin Chatos, Hifrish Chatos, Eva Avda, Hifrish Acharis Tachta, Eva Avda, second one got lost, Hifrish Acharis Tachta, Avdim Tzu, all found, the Rishayin is all found, all three are in front of you. Reish lost the name, that's Neschaba Berishayin, if you have the first one, Shnia Thomas, Shlishas, Tira will be Tira, won't be Thomas. Now, what's the pshat? Because only number two is considered the Moisa Chatos, but the third one is not considered the Moisa Chatos. So the Rishka Rav learns from here that you see that the din that Mesa is not because you have a kapar already. If that was the Vart, the Mesa is because you have a kapar already, here you have a kapar already with the first one. So then the third one also should be Mesa. Mesa it's Kipru Bala. Zokta Rishka Rav, it's a din of Moisa Chatos. It's the Moisa Chatos.
What does he mean? He says,
yeah.
The first
one, he's makariv. He's makariv
chatos, yeah. Second one, he leaves to die.
Right, has to die. It's the din. It's a log machine, right.
Okay. What does he mean then after the third one, he leaves
to Raya, till he gets a mum. Till he gets a mum, then you paid it.
Oh, then you paid it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You give it a
so
mum.
It's not like you leave it to die.
No. It's not like put into a keeper. Right. No. Right. Tira means, yeah, very good. So let's figure it out. Tira means that you Raya until he gets a mum, and then you paid it. Neschaba v'shlishis, the same type of halacha, it's the same rava. Neschaba v'shlishis, shniya Thomas, why? Because that's a moiser of the third. V'rishayna, the first one, tira. both ways. Why? Same exact machlekes. Someone says, "My v'chein." I got the picture from the first machlekes. Why do I need a second machlekes? It's the exact same thing. Maybe dafka over there, I could say marba b'toydos, that by toida it's possible to have another toida. So the third one, let's give an example, is a marba b'toydos, and I bring with it lechem. Maybe I would say there's no such thing as marba b'chatoyos. There was all sheep considered mesu. Have a halachah like the marba b'chatoyos who emeloi k'mas v'lo no, huh?
Because the guy's not a
Baal Zayin? No, the guy did a kapara already. Maybe that would be Palo Kuzina. He has a kapara already. You can't just like be mafis mochatoy. It's like, that's like mamas like the, it's always like the second one because you have a kapara already. It's always the second one. There's no such thing as a mustik of another one. Why tell you that there's a mustik of another one? But Kamashla, no. Kamashla, it's not called Moisachatas. Again, like the Brisk Rav says, you need a Moisachatas. Not enough to have Kippur Bala. You have to have a din of Moisachatas. So the next Gemara, Tali Rav Chia, we'll do it in the next shir because there's a Tani Rav Chia, and on Tani Rav Chia there are 8 different kashas on it. So it's one big hemshech to the next Mishnah. So Mitzvah, we'll do that on the next shir.